From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Matthew heads toward Florida. Hurricane Matthew, the fiercest Caribbean storm in nearly a decade, slammed into the Bahamas early Thursday and intensified from a Category 3 to 4 storm as it barreled toward the southeastern U.S. coast, where millions of residents heeded warnings to flee inland. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said landfall was expected on the eastern Florida coast Thursday night. Florida's Governor Rick Scott said everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
We are preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, and not taking any chances. Regardless if there is a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County. We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane-force winds. This is a dangerous storm, and it is never too early to evacuate.
Scott requested President Barack Obama declare a pre-landfall emergency for Florida, which would bring resources including food, water, and waterproof coverings, and double the active National Guard force to 3,000. Matthew has killed many people. We're just in from Haiti. That Haiti's interior minister says in the capital that the death toll now stands at 108 from Hurricane Matthew. The president of the Philippines wants to liberate his country from what's called a shackling dependency on the United States, which cannot guarantee its help when Philippine sovereignty is under threat. Those are the words of its foreign minister, Perfecto Yase, in the most forceful show of accord from a top official with President Rodrigo Duterte's tough anti-American stance. This is VOA News. The United States is now just one step away from officially appointing its next Secretary General. Vitaly Churkin, Russia's UN representative to the Security Council, made the announcement.
The Security Council, having considered the question of the recommendation for the appointment of the Secretary General of the United Nations, recommends to the General Assembly that Mr. Antonio Guterres be appointed Secretary General of the United Nations for a term of office from January 1, 2017 to December 31, 2021.
The General Assembly is expected to rubber stamp the appointment. Ban Ki-moon's term expires on December 31st. The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's prime minister from 1995 to 2002. He led the UN Refugee Agency from 2005 to 2015. He is a trained theoretical physicist. The Russian military is strongly warning the United States against striking the Syrian army, noting that its air defense weapons in Syria stand ready to fend off any attack. The statement underlined high tensions between Moscow and Washington after the collapse of a U.S.-Russia brokered Syria truce and the Syrian army's offensive on Aleppo backed by Russian warplanes. The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is willing to go to eastern Aleppo and escort up to 1,000 Islamist fighters out of the city for the sake of a halt to the bombardment by Russian and Syrian forces. De Mistura said history would judge Syria and Russia if they use the presence of about 900 former Nusra Front fighters as an easy alibi to destroy the besieged area, killing thousands of civilians, 100,000 of whom are children.
Are we talking about 900 people, basically, who are becoming the main reason for which there is 275,000 people actually being attacked?
De Mistura told a Geneva news conference the bottom line, as in a maximum of 2 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 20 people, most of whom were Turkish-backed opposition fighters along Syria's northwestern border with Turkey. A suicide car bomber targeted a convoy of rebel troops near the border crossing in the village of Atma, just a short distance away from where the rebels and a jihadist group had been fighting along another stretch of the border. And in India, police say they have unearthed a massive scam that involved bogus call center workers in Mumbai masquerading as U.S. tax officials, duping American citizens out of millions of dollars.
That's the latest world news from VOA.